T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Starkey and Mueller, and we got our mystery guest. We wanted to talk some Vikings. But who out there is a bigger Vikings fan, Vikings historian perhaps, and a better speaker than our former morning show host, Mr. Greg Giannotti?
Oh, I should have guessed this.
What's up?
Hey, guys, don't get too excited. I'm only here to read the Bowser Nissan scoreboard.
If you'd like to try your hand at fan weather, we can absolutely give you Joe's forecast. It's usually the same temperature today and tomorrow, and then something filled in the middle.
I was going to bring back
I love the folks over at Sun Chevy. I'll do anything for them.
I was going to bring back a horrible nightmare and say, it's the Giannotti.
You know what is amazing? I don't even want to get into that. But the bottom line is, the guy who called me Giannotti, who used to work at that radio station, the great sports radio 93.7, the Fan, I never heard anybody call me that before. And then there was a guy with a similar personality at CBS Sports Radio, I am now, a guy on the air, who's just like the same guy. And he comes up to me one morning and goes, hey, Giannotti. And I'm like, what is this, some sort of cult? Sort of jerk cult where you come up with these stupid nicknames? Oh, man.
Yeah, they initiate each other by sniffing armpits, apparently, in that one.
Yeah, right. It's slapping each other's butts with towels.
One other thing comes to mind for old time's sake, Greg. Do you remember when you were on at 6 and I called your show to discuss Chris Snyder's cracked testicle?
Yes, that was amazing. I think that's probably the only call I got that month. Because when we started, I mean, that was unbelievable, that the beginning of that whole deal. I mean, I think I did nights for 6 months. And when the station launched, it was February 15th, 2010. So there was no hockey because there was an Olympic break. And the Super Bowl, we were like a week removed from that. So basically, you know, I'm this kid from New York, shows up here. I don't know anybody. I've got no friends. We have no commercials at that point. So I'm going, which is a strong departure from where the radio station is now. Do we have to break, by the way? Do we have to break yet or no? So I'm sitting there going from 6 o'clock to 6:19:30 talking about the Czech hockey team and if those veterans can get it together and medal. And nobody would call. Nobody, Robin North for sales calls, and then Lily would call. And that was it. And any time, there'd be times, though, that I'd open the show just to counteract what you guys said in the afternoon, just to see if you would call me so I could kill some time, because I knew I was going to be talking to myself and Matt Popchak for the next 4 hours.
Well, we got to, Jeff, there's Jeff. Greg, we got to take a break. It's a Kalena Bell sports update coming up here on the Fan.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
You talk about going 6 to 6:19. I did that from 2 to 6 in the morning, and it got to the point where we went Fan Rewind. I came up with a whole segment where basically we took whatever interview Vinny and Cook did, and then we replayed it for people.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know what was better than that was playing that Joe Grashecki song like 4 times a night, because we didn't have any commercials, so we'd hit that. This is our house. This is our house. When I'd had enough. At about 9:15, I hit that thing a couple of times, and I remember he mispronounced Andrew's name, and he's going through the whole...
Oh, wait, we got it coming up. We got it, I think. Craig, do you have the actual mispronunciation in this? We're going to get that by the end of this. I will, while Craig's digging up that, because that's far more important than actually talking sports here, you are a Vikings fan, so that was the auspices under which Craig and I kind of reached out. Are you actually excited about this team? Are you allowing yourself happiness?
No, of course not. I mean, you know, it's different now where I am in my life, because it takes a lot for me to get excited about the teams I grew up watching and rooting for. But no, I mean, it's the team that was 5-0 last year. Everything's going right. Everybody's coming up to me. Are you excited? Are you excited? You know, and then the offensive coordinator quits and the head coach loses an eye, and then they don't win a game for the rest of the year. I mean, that's just what They are. That's what this franchise is. That's what they've always been. You know, I saw Mike Tice teams jump out the 6-0 starts and fall apart. I watched that 98 team 15-1 lose to the Atlanta Falcons in that NFC title game. I saw Brett Favre throw that pick against the Saints in the 2009 NFC Championship game. I've seen everything bad. I was in the stadium at Giants Stadium, 41-0, with Giants fans calling me Barney because I was the only guy wearing purple in the whole place. I've seen it all. There's nothing that will get me excited unless they win the NFC Championship game, go to the Super Bowl. That'll be a cool thing. Until then, it's all about whether or not, you know, Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen are going to do good for whatever fantasy team I have along.
How did a Long Island kid become a Vikings fan?
I wanted to revolt against the New York football teams, I think, because, you know, neither one of them played in a place that was convenient for me to get to. So when I was growing up, you had the Jets were at Shea, but that was before I was a fan or even a thought. So, you know, both the teams being in New Jersey, I never went to the game. Neither one of my parents were big football fans. They were baseball fans, and it made me a Mets fan. It was easy to get to Shea because growing up on Eastern Long Island, which is still far, but, I mean, you can get to Shea Stadium pretty easily. And I had a cousin who was a big Viking fan. He was older than me. He's about 10 years older than me. And he got into, like, the purple people eater thing and was a big Viking fan. And at holidays, he used to wear, you know, sweatshirts and jerseys. And I just thought it was different. And I just jumped on board with him because he was an excitable guy. And at that point, it was one of the top five worst decisions of my life.
Well, Greg, I know that that's, you know, weighing heavily on you right now. So we have a little treat that we cooked up while we were actually talking football for 90 seconds. Here we go, Craig, hit it.
Andrew Filippiani. Andrew Filippiani.
Then the next line was holding down the third shift, Chris Mueller, of course. And we've listened to it a lot, and we're wondering if it was an FCC violation when he tried to come up with third shift, because it was real close.
Dude, I remember you, Chris, like, and God bless you for caring so much, but you used to talk to me about that show.
Oh, I know.
Like, every minute of every day. Like, I did this, I did that. I wonder if they cared if I did this. And I remember one time we were at the library, the bar on the south side. You were going on and on.
I know.
Show. And I put my beer down on the bar, and I looked at you. I said, listen, man, nobody cares.
You were right then, and you're right now.
Nobody cares about
it. Least of all our boss at the time, right?
Nobody.
Hey, man.
It was just, oh, man, I tell you, but you know what? That show and those times that we had, you know, at night, and then Andrew was late night, you were at overnight. I mean, those are priceless moments, and I don't think that, you know, if I didn't have that and that struggle of trying to get through those shows, I mean, I probably wouldn't have been able to mature in this business at all.
Wasn't special for us, Greg.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That was amazing. Yeah, that happened right in the beginning. That was a night show interview too, I think.
Oh yeah, that was 6 to 10 because I think it made the fan rewind for sure that night. Wait, later on with me, we brought it full circle when I pretended to be Huggy Bear to fool Brian Jones too.
Yes, yep, absolutely, which was just amazing, and his reaction is all time with that. So yeah, man, I mean those times And what was that guy, Mondesi's house? Remember we hired
him
for a little, where did that guy go?
We don't know. He kind of dropped off the face of the planet, man.
He went the way of Lily.
Well, he's dead too.
Did you ever confirm that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, nobody
knows. I should be more careful with that, but it just was an easy joke. She sent me a naked picture. Do you remember that, Lily North?
Yes.
She sent me a naked picture of herself. That was in black and white. And she was in the basement just with like a shawl draped over her and like one breast hanging out. And it was in black and white. I mean, it looked like something.
What was it, from the Titanic?
Like the first ever Playboy. And then the best part about it was on the back, she wrote Lily 2002.
BC, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay, Lily, sure.
Greg, we got to actually let you go here, but before we do, I'll see you down in New Orleans, and I know it's a vintage theme, apparently, for the dress for Andrew's wedding. Do you know anybody I could talk to maybe get myself some suspenders?
Yeah, he's right down the hall, and don't mess with him too much because you won't get paid.
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about there, but I'm actually looking for a good pair.
I tell you, man, listen, are you the only one that's going from the radio station?
Yeah, wait a second. Now we're back to this whole thing where Malzi is invited somewhere, and I'm not. I just realized this. This always happens.
You weren't invited, Joe.
Clearly not, since I'm not off next week. I didn't even know it was in New Orleans, and now I'm hurt. I thought I was better friends with Pony than you were.
Oh, no chance of that, my friend.
Uh-oh.
All right, quiz show's next. Gio, thank you, sir.
Goodbye, Greg.
All right. Love hearing you guys' voice. Talk to you soon.
There he is.
Greg.
Did you like the surprise, Joe?
I'm reeling a little bit now.
I know. Perfect timing for the quiz show, which is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.